Welcome back to Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's your host, Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the BetDSI.com inside line. Covers Major League Baseball for MLB.com. He's David Adler. What's going on, David?
Not much. How's it going with you?
Oh, I'm doing all right, man. So, how much of an embarrassment will Angel Hernandez be behind the plate tonight on a scale of 10 to 50 million?
Well, hopefully he's not on that scale at all. I mean, the calls behind the plate are going to be important, though, especially with like CeCe, who's like a command guy who's going to try to hit the edges. That's like his best quality as a pitcher at this stage of his career, is he can really paint if he needs to. So if he's getting the calls, then it's really good for the Yankees. If he's not getting those like borderline calls, then who knows what's going to happen. So yeah, sure, the umpiring could have a big role in the game, but hopefully his strike zone will be perfect.
You do realize that hoping his strike zone is perfect is about equivalent to hoping to win the lottery tonight.
Well, no umpire's strike zone's ever perfect, I guess. So, yeah. And maybe I will win the lottery tonight. I don't know.
If you win like $300 million, can I just get one?
You can have $1. How about that?
All right, that's
good
enough.
Send you a crisp dollar bill.
I will take a crisp dollar bill. As long as it has no folds in it. Because the vending machine here, if it has any folds in it, won't freaking take it. So no folds in that dollar bill.
All right,
David, look, it's the only series that hasn't wrapped up yet, Yankees and Red Sox. And the Sox really put it on them last night, 16-1. It was, I want to say, it's the worst postseason loss in Yankees history.
Oh, it was. I mean, like, whether you think by, just watching it, or even if you like look at by the numbers, I mean, this is the most runs they've ever given up in the playoffs, the most lopsided score. I think it's the most lopsided win for a road team ever in a playoff game. I mean, the Yankees, the last time the Yankees gave up that close to that many runs was game six of the 2001 World Series, when they gave up 15 to the D-backs. And that was, they broke that yesterday. So yeah, it was crazy to watch.
I mean, 16-1 is a butt kicking. I will always say the worst loss in Yankees postseason history was ALCS Game 7. But ALCS Game 7, 2004. That was definitely the worst loss. Not just for the run scored, but ahead 3-0 to good old Kevin Brown and Javi Vasquez giving up a grand slam. And yeah, so.
Oh yeah, I mean, and yeah, yesterday's loss didn't even eliminate them. They could still win the series. So yeah, can't really be the worst loss. Just the biggest deficit.
That being said, how do the Yankees come back from that kind of a butt kicking tonight?
Oh, I mean, I think they could definitely do it. I mean, like, the Yankees are still like a really good team. They still won 100 something games, and 100 games in the regular season. Like, they still got Aaron Judge. They still got all these guys who can really hit. And Rick Porcello is not an untouchable pitcher by any means. Nathan Eovaldi has much better stuff than Rick Porcello. I mean, I'd say that the chances of Rick Porcello shutting down the Yankees tonight are much lower than they were of Nathan Eovaldi shutting them down yesterday. I mean, now Rick Porcello did throw a one-hitter against the Yankees this year, but I mean, Yankee Stadium in the playoffs is a little different than Fenway Park in the regular season. So Chris Sale going in Game 5, even if the Yankees win today, that's a whole different animal, because Chris Sale at Fenway is not a matchup you want to face. But, Chris Sale beat them in Game 1, but the Yankees, did almost come back in that game, and they only lost by one. So, it could be done, is what I'm saying.
Is there a concern with Sale? I mean, at the end of the year, he was barely throwing 91. Then he comes out in the postseason throwing 96 again. But is there a concern with him and the workload? I mean, he looks like a guy that really needs to eat a hamburger.
Well, I think there's a lot less of a concern now than there was going into Game 1 because of how well he pitched in Game 1. I mean, he was still 95-96 in Game 1, so that's much better than he was in that last start of the regular season. So that helped, alleviate some of the concerns and I mean, he threw a 5-and-something innings, 8 strikeouts, 2 runs. Now, I don't think he was as sharp as he had been kind of before his injury stuff. So I think there's probably still some lingering concerns to be had. I mean, in the summer, he was, you know, throwing 100. He wasn't throwing 96. So, I think the Red Sox would want to see him be able to dial it up to the high 90s, not just the mid-90s. But as Alex Cora said, Chris Hill can still get big league hitters out at 96. So, yeah. It's not that big of a concern.
Porcello and CeCe tonight at the stadium. How do you like this game?
I think it's going to be a lot closer than yesterday, that's for sure. Probably a lot lower scoring, too. There's going to be runs, you know, both sides. I think the Yankees have a pretty good shot to win this game. CeCe, he's you know, basically been through it all at this point. So, and like Rick Porcello has never been good in the playoffs in his career. I mean, he's got like an ERA almost like 5.5 or so close. And so, I think kind of a back and forth, higher scoring like type of game on both sides is probably going to favor the Yankees in the end. All also, right. they have all their relievers going that they can use. I mean, Aaron Boone said today he could have Robertson, Betances, Britton, and Chapman all for 2 innings each if he needed to. So if CC gets into even the slightest sign of trouble, they're going to have this huge stream of relievers.
David Adler, MLB.com, with us on the BetDSI.com inside line. David, all the other series are wrapped up. Yesterday, Astros sweep the Indians, beat them down 11-3 at the ballpark formerly known as the Jake. Are you surprised that the Astros just dusted the Indians off in 3 games?
I am not that surprised because I think the Astros are the best team in baseball and they are just really, really, really good and in every way possible. I thought the Yankees, the Indians were good too. I mean, they had probably the other best starting rotation in baseball besides the Astros. But I mean, I couldn't possibly be surprised that, you know, an Astros team that has a rotation with Verlander, Cole, Keuchel, and Morton, who they didn't even have to use, a bullpen where they had to leave off like 3 relievers from the postseason roster who would have been like among the best relievers on any other team. I mean, and a lineup that is just basically like full of all-stars, full of, you know, MVP type of hitters. So, I mean, I don't think it's surprising that they win 3 games in a row.
Now, the Dodgers handle business against the Braves. They take the series 3-1. Are the Dodgers still considered the best team in the National League, or is that now the Brewers who swept out the Rocks?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's still probably the Dodgers, considering, you know, their perennial strength. I mean, the fact that they still have all these, I mean, Manny Machado, you know, finally came up with a huge homer yesterday. I mean, Justin Turner has always kind of been great in the playoffs and was great down the stretch. I mean, I think they're a more complete team than the Brewers. So I think that's a really big edge for them. Like the Brewers, they barely have any starting pitching to speak of. So it's like, I mean, the Dodgers, I mean, Hyunjin Ryu was great in his playoff start. That was really encouraging. I mean, so Kershaw, still Kershaw. I say it's the Dodgers.
All right, so right now I guess we have a chance here. Dodgers and the Brewers, you obviously like the Dodgers. How do you see that series going? What's your take on Dodgers and Brewers in the NLCS?
I think the Dodgers probably win a hard-fought series. I mean, the Brewers lineup and is great. Yelich is amazing, and he's going to win MVP. And he's crushing everything, so I mean, but I think the Dodgers, because of, you know, kind of their across-the-board strength, probably win it in the end, but not without it going to, you know, maybe 6 or 7 games.
All right, and as we kind of look a little bit ahead here, this Yankees-Red Sox series, you said you think the Yankees probably win tonight at home at the stadium,
yeah,
even this at 2. We'll head back to Fenway for a decisive game 5. Who do you see comes out of that series?
I kind of think it's going to be the Red Sox. I think that the Yankees are going to push to game 5, but then I think that Chris Sale is going to come up with a really, really – a great game. Now, I think game five would be close, but I think, and I could be totally wrong about this, obviously, but Chris Sale, you know, on the big stage is going to really pull out his most electric stuff. And so if I had to pick, I would pick the Red Sox at five.
Now, how much does it change a potential series with the Astros? You know, if the Red Sox have to go to five games and they have to use Chris Sale in game five versus being able to throw Chris Sale game one ALCS against the Astros?
Well, I mean, it would be a huge change. Obviously, I mean, it would be a big advantage for the Astros, but I think Astros-Red Sox, I would pick the Astros regardless of whether Chris Sale starts game one or, you know, whatever, one of the next couple of games. I mean, if I had to pick one team to beat Chris Sale, either way, it would be the Astros, whose lineup is incredibly deep and talented and really good, and they don't chase, and they make contact, and they hit home runs, and they have Altuve and Bregman and Correa and Springer and Marwin Gonzalez, who's hitting doubles off pitches at his eyes to break open, you know, division series games. Like what weakness do they have? So even Chris Sale, which game Chris Sale would pitch in that series, I still would pick the Astros either way.
Well, you know, last year, you know, the Astros hit home runs off of all the top pitchers in baseball. They hit home runs on everybody's bullpen.
Yeah. They beat the three best closers in baseball. They beat Kimbrel in the division series. They beat Chapman in the CS, and they beat Kenley in the World Series multiple times. So, yeah.
Does anybody right now have a bullpen that you feel can, like, is any bullpen safe of who's left in the playoffs, or would you take the Astros offense over any bullpen currently in the playoffs?
Oh, I don't think any bullpen is safe. I would take the Astros. I think the Astros lineup can hit anybody. Now, I mean, with that being said, the Yankees have a great bullpen, and the Astros also have a great bullpen, and the other teams, of course, have really dominant relievers. You know, the Brewers have Hader and a few other guys, Jeffress. You know, Corey Knebel has been, like, almost unhittable since he came back up to the team. The Dodgers obviously still have Kenley, although Kenley's had issues. But every at-bat, like, these hitters are so locked in the playoffs, and the Astros just have so many hitters that – I mean, and given what they did last year in the playoffs, I don't think any bullpen, no matter how strong at the top end or how deep or anything, is going to shut them down every single game.
He is David Aller, covers Major League Baseball for MLB.com, and you can follow him on Twitter @_Dadler. @_Dadler. I love that Twitter handle, by the way.
the underscore is who I am.
David, appreciate your time today, buddy. We'll catch up soon.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, David Adler, MLB.com. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code NATION25. Get a $25 free wager today. Get all the plays on the inside line. BetDSI.com.